This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to have on today's program Congressman William M. Collmer, Dean of the Mississippi Congressional Delegation. Mr. Collmer, a Democrat, is Vice Chairman of the powerful House Rules Committee. Mr. Collmer, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Dick. Glad to be on your program.
As the ranking Democratic member of the House Rules Committee, I'd like to discuss with you the status of the Civil Rights Bill, which is now before the Rules Committee.
Yes, well, Dick, I take it that you have reference to the Civil Wrongs Bill that I'm pleased to time it, because it is a bill that would take away the liberties and privileges of many, in fact, of the majority of the American citizens in order to confer it upon a minority group. Well, the Committee on Rules now has before it this so-called miscalled Civil Rights Bill. As you are aware from the press and otherwise, the chairman of that committee, the distinguished gentleman from Virginia, and one of the great constitutional lawyers in the Congress, has indicated that he will conduct orderly hearings when we come back in January. Now, in that connection, I'm sure that you are aware of the fact, as most Americans are, that there has been a strong campaign of abuse and even vilification against the chairman of my committee, and as well as the committee itself, because it has not summarily reported this bill to the floor of the House. Now, I would like just to take this opportunity to point out that this bill has not been before the Rules Committee any extraordinarily long time. As a matter of fact, the Committee on Rules rarely hears an application for a rule to clear a bill to the floor of the House until first, after the chairman requests it, second, after the reports and the hearings are printed and made available to the members. Now, this bill has been before the Judiciary Committee of the House from February almost to the 1st of November. And the last of the printed reports, that is, the minority views of certain members of the Congress, were only printed and made available within the past week. Therefore, there has been no undue delay in this hearing. Now, the chairman has indicated that we will have ample hearings when we come back in January. And I should like to point out that it is very desirable, if not mandatory, that ample hearings be had before the Committee on Rules, because the present bill before the committee was never really considered in the Judiciary Committee of the House.
Now, this would clear up a question, then, that is in the minds of many people, I'm sure, Mr. Collmer. They believe that since the Judiciary Committee was considering the subject of civil rights for a relatively long period of time, that Quite possibly they have had adequate opportunity to consider the merits of this particular piece of legislation, but now you're saying this is not the case.
That certainly is not the case. As a matter of fact, the record will show that the present bill was not even considered in the Committee on Judiciary headed by the gentleman from New York, Mr. Seller. What really happened there, and I think the public is entitled to know this, is that after the Attorney General of the United States and certain of the leaders, including the Executive Department, agreed upon a bill, that that bill was brought up without notice to the full committee, and the committee was not even given an opportunity to look at the bill, much less to study it or to have hearings on it. The chairman announced that there would be no questions, there would be no debate, that they would merely vote the bill up or vote it down. In all of my years, 30-odd, here in the Congress, I have never seen such an abuse of parliamentary procedure has occurred in reporting this bill out.
And Mr. Calmer, I know that certain members of the House who are strongly in favor of this legislation have instituted what they call a discharge petition to force the Rules Committee to report the bill to the House immediately without conducting these orderly hearings which you have said are so necessary. And in this respect, they say, and they are telling the American people, that this civil rights proposal is in reality a moderate bill, that it doesn't go as far as some of the original proposals offered to the Judiciary Committee. Now, what is your judgment on this? Is this really a moderate civil rights bill?
Nick, one of the great tragedies of the consideration of this proposed legislation is that it is not a moderate bill, that we are now called upon to proceed to legislate under the labels program. In other words, that this bill is advertised as a moderate bill, when as a matter of fact, in many aspects, it is even stronger than the bill that the subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee first reported out. It is the greatest grab for raw power by the Executive Department that has occurred at any time in the history of this Congress.
Turning to another aspect of this situation, I'd like your opinion on the effect that the death of President Kennedy and the succession of President Johnson to the White House will have on the chances for approval of such legislation as the civil rights proposal?
Well, I think that is a very appropriate question, because as a result of this most reprehensible, dastardly assassination of the President of the United States, in the hysteria that has resulted throughout the country, and the great regret of all of the people, those who subscribed to the philosophy of President Kennedy as well as those who didn't, that we are called upon here to rush this thing through as a memorial to President Kennedy. This is no time to legislate on a highly emotional and controversial piece of legislation as is this. And let me put it this way. If this legislation was good legislation prior to the dastardly assassination of the president, then it's good legislation now. But his assassination had no effect whatever upon the legislation, because if it was bad before he was assassinated, it's still bad legislation. And the Rules Committee proposes, the chairman does, and some of us subscribe to that, that the people be given an opportunity, the country be given an opportunity, to know what is in this legislation before it is reported to the House, because, as I said before, no consideration, yes, and I repeat, no consideration was given to this particular version of the legislation in the Committee on judiciary.
I take it then that you are of the opinion that the American public, by and large, is as yet still unaware of the many ways in which this proposed bill could affect them. In the minute or so that we have remaining, could you trace a few of these ways?
Well, there are so many that it would take an hour to show really what effect it would have upon the people of this country. Suffice it to say that it affects the lives, the rights, the privileges, and the liberties of every American citizen, regardless of his race, color, or national origin. It affects the banker, it affects the farmer, it affects the laborer, it affects everyone. It takes away the power of seniority, for instance, the rule of seniority under labor unions. And under the so-called balance program, unions would be required to pass over people with senior rights in order to of another race, in order to give preference to members of the Negro race.
And also, anyone who participates in any type of federal program, and these programs are multitudinous in these days, would be compelled to comply with certain requirements of this proposed legislation, would they not?
They certainly would. As I said, it affects everyone in the United States, and it takes away privileges and rights and liberties of the great majority of the people in order to confer them upon a minority. And this is contrary to our concept of democracy and our concept of government as provided by the Founding Fathers.
Mr. Colmer, thank you very much for being with us today.
Glad to be with you, Dick.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Representative William Colmer, Democrat from Mississippi, Dean of the Mississippi Congressional Delegation and Vice Chairman of the powerful House Rules Committee. If you'd like to have more information as to just how this proposed civil rights legislation could affect you, we'll be happy to send you a copy of this booklet entitled Blueprint for Total Federal Regimentation, authored by two past presidents of the American Bar Association, Mr. Lloyd Wright from Los Angeles and Mr. John C. Satterfield. If you'd like to have a copy of this booklet and other information, just write to the address given at the end of this program and say, I'd like to have literature on the Civil Rights Bill. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.